We're back, 180 with Carl Kloss in your life, a new direction, time now. For What We Believe and Why with Dr. George Koch. Wonderful guests that we have here every week at this time, and wow, it's a pastor of a great little church in West Chicago called Resurrection Church. As a matter of fact, George, let me bring you in. We're coming to your church on the church tour, buddy.
Hey, I know, Carl. We're really jazzed about it, too. We're getting the place all ready for you.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to that. Really are. It's going to be a sweet time. Well, we've waded into a great little subject here, and we actually took two bites at it. Today's the second bite. For you that are listening, we're talking about how to deal with and treat unbelievers. Now, there's things to do and things not to do. You give some stories, and you may even have some different ones today, George. Give us a picture of how the heart of a person unfolds toward an unbeliever.
Well, probably the most important thing for a believer to realize about an unbeliever is that the way they are brought into the kingdom is by invitation, not condemnation,
right.
By the expression of the goodness of God and the forgiveness given us through Jesus, not by telling them how to behave correctly.
In truth, George, if we can barely behave correctly, and we get it wrong all the time, for starters.
Right.
That was just a throw in there. But the other thing is, unregenerate people do not have it in their spiritual DNA to act like Christ followers.
No, and we shouldn't expect them to, and probably the dumbest thing we can do is require that of them before we're willing to have a relationship with them.
Yeah, that is so good. Give us a story or something that'll bring this home in high def.
Well, I'll give you one that isn't even in the book, but which I witnessed personally. And that was that a young woman walked into a worship service one time, had never been in this church before. I was there when this happened. Had never been in this church before, sat in the very last pew, and listened to the sermon as it was preached. And the sermon was about the willingness of God to forgive and the love of God for those who sinned and his desire to be reconciled with them, if only they were willing. And at the end of the service, even without an altar call, she ran from the back pew up to the altar, threw herself on the altar, weeping at the forgiveness that God had offered her, willing to give her life and just throw herself at the feet of Jesus to receive his forgiveness. As she was there weeping, one of the people in the church came up to her and asked her what she was weeping about. And she confessed her sin to that person. It was pretty serious stuff. That person who listened to that confession of sin immediately began reciting scripture to her to tell her how bad her sin was.
Yeah, okay. We got a problem here because that's why she's weeping.
That's why she's weeping.
She gets that.
She already gets it, but instead what she got was a lecture about how bad the things she had done were. Well, the Holy Spirit had already convicted her of that, and what she needed at that moment was the comfort of God, the forgiveness of God, what Jesus said to the prostitute who poured oil on his feet, "Your sins are forgiven." She needed to be assured that the forgiveness which had been promised in the sermon she had just heard, in fact, did come, and that Jesus did, in fact, forgive her of what it was she was there to confess and be forgiven for, rather than being told how wrong she was and how bad what she had done was.
Yeah, that is really good. My guest again, Dr. George Koch, he's the author of What We Believe and Why. George is an anomaly. He's like this hippie with great theological understanding who allows you and me to get good theology in practical ways. And that's what we're doing here. We're talking about how to really relate to unbelievers. George.
Carl, I have a really scary surprise for you. I got a short haircut.
You did not, George Koch.
You may not recognize me.
Okay, listeners, right now, I've got to get, this has never happened before on 180. Got to take a breath. And the good thing is, the Lord just comforted me, your hair can grow out again.
So
it can grow out again. You know, George, I saw something Sunday. We attend Moody regularly, but there's a church right down the road from us called The Bridge. We went to it just to visit it. And I witnessed scores of people stand willingly and admit that they need a Savior. Without any organ played or anything, I saw something amazing happen on Sunday in this little church. It's literally one block from our home. And I watched scores of people surrender to Jesus. And here's what's amazing to me. I was reminded again and again and again how powerful, non-condemning invitation to come to the well and drink that won't run dry really is to lost people.
It really is, and that is what Jesus has given us. That's the good news. It's such a wonderful, wonderful gift, and why we would substitute our own wisdom about what somebody needs for the good news and the forgiveness that Jesus has given us freely is just a complete mystery to me.
Yeah. George Koch, again, my guest. We're walking through his book, What We Believe and Why. It's a great little work, and if you don't have it yet, follow along with us. Go to kc180.com, hit the resource tab. You get a link right to it. You can pick one up. It'll be a great tool for you. George, before, in 1 minute here, put your arm around our listener and give them a vision for why we must not try to work out our sanctification by forcing others to behave like we're called to.
Well, the simplest way to think about this is put yourself for a moment in the shoes of someone whose life is still lost, who does not know Jesus as Savior, who knows that they're messed up and doesn't know what to do, doesn't know how to self-correct, and maybe they've tried and that hasn't been particularly effective, as it usually isn't.
As it never is.
And they want to know what to do. Now, what are they going to be able to hear? Are they going to hear a critical, self-righteous, condemning voice? Or are they going to hear someone who loves them right where they are? Now, I'm not saying that we leave them there, because Jesus never does that. But someone who loves them right where they are in the mess that they're in. Jesus went to where the sinners were. And the sinners came to where Jesus was because they knew that they could trust him and that he would understand who they were. They didn't flock to the self-righteous to be told how bad they were. They already knew that. They went to Jesus because they knew that there they would receive the love of God and the forgiveness of God, and a new life would begin there. That's the new life that the good news is about. And we've got to express that gospel, that wonderful saving forgiveness, not self-righteous, looking down at condemning somebody who already knows that he's a mess.
Yeah, because they're looking for some life. They really are. George, George Koch, everyone. Thanks for being with me, George. This is shoe leather faith. Thank you for it.
Carl, bless you.
Blessings on you. Coming up, iParent with Don Pearson. There's a big term out there called hooking up, been around for a while. What's it mean and what's it doing to the students and the youth of our culture and maybe even you? 180 with Carl Claussen, your life a new direction.